Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap of dawn. Giving a microphone, dress like a $1 million, buttons, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands
Uh-huh.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Come on, y'all. I said that a little bit wrong this morning, but I'm tired. I just came out the gym. I'm a little out of sorts right now, but it's okay. I'll pull it together. But let me tell you something, man. I got a clear-cut message for you today. I really do. You know, as I've gotten older, I've began to take some supplements. And supplements are to help your body in things that it doesn't produce as much as it used to. Supplements are designed to help you replenish what's been depleted in your body as supplements. Now, there are people I can tell you can speak a lot more aggressively and a lot more knowledgeable on this subject, but just giving you just a brief overview of my understanding of it. Now, if you've been living your life for a while, supplements are necessary for most of us. Now, also, if you've been living your life for a while, spiritually, you may need some supplements because you've just been at it for a while. You done got wore down a little bit. You're tired. Some people around you ain't changing. Some people around you draining. It's just life just keeps on coming. Life don't ever get no easier. It just, you become more knowledgeable about how to handle it. It does not get any easier. You continue to lose loved ones. You continue to have to confront the challenges. It's just that over a course of time, you become experienced and you can handle them better. But life don't get no easier. But spiritually, you get a little bit worn down. Well, you need some spiritual supplements too. And I'm just going to flat out tell you, the more God that you can replenish yourself with, the higher the dosage of God that you are willing to put into your spiritual self, the possibilities then become limitless. You actually have the ability to make a conscious decision to supplement your body, and you have a conscious decision to supplement your spirit. You can do both. So what I did was, I could just tell you what I did. I was taking all these supplements. I started taking supplements when I was about 45, I think. That's when I began. I was thinking about it one day, and I just went, wow, man. I started talking to some knowledgeable people. I found out I needed these things. But then spiritually, man, I started supplementing myself too. I started praying some more. I started trying to gain a little bit more knowledge and wisdom and understanding from scriptures and just try to make sense of all of it. You know, just make a little bit more sense out of my life. Make sure that I was on the right path. As a matter of fact, get on the right path. Find out my real purpose and my mission in life. And nobody can do that for you. That's something that you have to want to do. But I started supplementing my spiritual side of my life and supplementing my body. Now, I happen to be right now about in the best shape I've ever been in, technically. I can assure you, though, I am in the best shape spiritually I have ever been in. Now, my body has looked better. It really has. I mean, come on now. At where I am in life, at the stage, with the years I've been walking this earth, man, I'm cool. But spiritually, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. And what it's done for me, y'all, is it's gave me a peace and a calmness. You know, it used to be, man, I used to fight so hard against people who attacked me. Now, man, it ain't that serious to me. Because now I have a full understanding that if I come under attack, that God is with me. Because that's a promise he made. That's Isaiah 54:17. That's any weapon formed against you, shall not prosper. You can't, you can't come and get me. I'm not here for you to take down, cause you didn't put me here. So why would I fear a person bringing me down when they're not the reason that I'm here? So when you attack me, you have to be careful, because I ain't ever by myself. I formed a relationship with the Most High that I can rely on for protection, for coverage, and for peace. A lot of times when things used to stress me out, how to run this, how to handle this, how to deal with that. You know, fame is rough, man. And then you put that together with some business, and you put that together with your family. You got a lot of stuff you're trying to tend to. I have a peace of mind about it now, because I have someone who provides me with a sense of understanding and calmness that lets me know that this too shall pass. That it ain't just a saying that I heard old people say. That it ain't just something my mama used to tell me. It's something that can really happen once you get an understanding. This too shall pass. This is just another piece of life that you are now better equipped to handle. I'm telling you what it's done for me. Millions of people out there hear me, man. It's done the same thing for them. I'm telling it new to some people, but there's some people that sure enough understand what I'm saying. And then if you have known this but kind of forgot it, it's time for some supplements. So when you get like that, and now you find yourself in a situation with a disease or something, you got to do something. Nah, you got to start juicing all your greens. You got to start detoxing your body. You got to start purifying the system. See, the human body has always had a way to repair itself if you just give it a chance. Your mind has always had a chance to repair itself if you give it a chance. And your spirit always has a chance to repair itself if you give it a chance. It's the only way I can maintain at this level, and it's the only way I have any chance of going further. I have to increase my dosage of spiritual supplements. I got to talk to God a little bit more. I got to pray a little bit more. I got to understand His word a little bit more. That's all I'm telling you, man. If you do that, if you just pray more, if you just study a little bit more, man, just try to get an understanding. Ask Him to help you understand. It will open up the possibilities of your life into a realm you never could have imagined. I'm telling you, that's real, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, this is how we're going to start it today. From the old quartet at my mama's church, they just called them the men's quartet. Just another day, just another day I done made it, I done made it. Just another day, just another day. Just another day I made it, I made it. I'm so glad, so glad that I made another day, made another day. Could have been gone, I could have been gone. I could have been gone, I could have been gone. Could have been gone, I could have been gone. But I'm still here, still here.
Now he hums it.
Boy, they would just write songs. I know they'd be writing songs on the way into church that morning. Because yeah. I said, they didn't lyrically think this out the quartet. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior Pill, Junior Kiss. Boy, I don't know what to call you, Mr. Mr. Space, Monsieur.
Monsieur.
Yeah, you married
French
now. All right, Junior.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, man. You know, that night was a good night, you know? I just gonna tell you that, man. You know, it's gonna be some benefits to this thing. But right after that, though. How long are we supposed to talk? Is this gonna be a major part of this marriage? I thought that was it. So then
you could go home.
Now
you is home. Junior.
I don't know
what to tell you, man.
Yeah, but we just finished making love. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. Different now, but now we got to talk after that. I thought that was. I know I was tired. I don't know.
Don't forget cuddling.
Junior, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
About how long you been awake now?
I've been awake. About 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Ain't we talking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We ain't even married.
What happened? Huh?
I'm trying to follow you. What now?
Oh, it ain't nothing to follow. You don't have to understand. That's how we be looking at y'all, the way y'all looking at me right now.
But
you gonna talk now?
Yeah.
It's the time.
See, you gonna be talking, Junior, at times you didn't even know talking was allowed.
All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, Junior's here to run
just
that prank back
day.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to run that prank back with Junior in for the nephew. What you got, Junior?
Okay, Shirley, guess who moving next door? That's the prank. The prank is about to run. Come on, cat.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. Is it Dolan?
Dolan?
Dolan, Dolan. Mr. Dolan?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? My name is Clifford.
Yeah, what can I do for you, Mr.
You live at Cheshire Drive?
Why do you want to know that?
I'm at 1623. I actually bought the house that was for sale next door to you.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. But how did you get my number?
The realtor told me that he had your number because I said I wanted to reach out to the neighbors next door, and he told me that Mr. Dolan was actually the person next door, and he didn't think you would mind me actually getting the number.
Okay. Well, I'll talk with the realtor later. But what can I do for you, sir?
Well, what I wanted to know is do you have any problems like living next door to black people?
I'm sorry. What did you just ask me?
I mean, like I said, I just bought the place next door, and I wanted to know, do you have any problems, living next door to black people?
No, sir. I have no problem. I'm assuming you're a black man, and I have no problem with that. I judge people by their actions, not their color.
Okay. Now, do you have any black people experience?
Well, yeah. I've worked with, gone to school with, have several friends of many different ethnicities. But what is it? What's this? How is this relative?
Well, you know, like I say, I'm gonna be living next to you, and I'm just making sure that, you know, you and I can coincide or coexist on the same block and not really have a problem with one another. Basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, do you have a problem with white people?
No. I don't have a problem with white people. I'm cool. I'm just trying to make sure, you know. I mean, because me and you already have a bit of a problem already, you know.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we have a problem. I'm
bothering me while I'm at work. What's your problem?
Okay, well, my problem is this, is that, you know, after purchasing the property, I went downtown to the city and actually looked at, you know, the layout of this entire property. And when I look at it, you're actually 25, close to 30 feet over the property line.
Well, no, you look at the wrong map.
No. The fence that separates my backyard from your backyard, you are 30 feet over that.
That's impossible. No.
Listen, and I know this. Now, let me. I'm going to tell you how I looked at. You got a jacuzzi in your backyard, right?
Oh, so you've been spying on me?
No, I haven't been spying on you, sir. I'm just telling you. Close to that, not far from that fence line, don't you have a jacuzzi there?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, yes.
Okay, now the pool is okay, but if I push that fence line back 30 and actually get the property that I'm supposed to have, I pretty much own your jacuzzi, your hot tub.
I see. Okay, let me tell you something. I've been in that house for 10 years. We put that fence up when we moved in, and it was based on the property line that was set when 10 years ago. I don't know what you're looking at, but my fence is not moving, my jacuzzi's not moving, and there's no changing that.
Okay, well, let me. I'm glad you voiced what you wanted to voice. Now, you hear old Clifford out. Let me tell you something. Either we're going to take the fence line and move it where it's supposed to be, or we're going to put a gate between our 2 yards, and I'm going to be able to come and get in this jacuzzi and pool whenever I want to.
All right, let's talk about this. First of all, there's not going to be any gate, okay? And as far as you just coming over and getting in the jacuzzi at will, I got a real problem with that. You've called me at work. I'm on the job, and I'm having to listen to this on a future neighbor who's making weird claims about how he owns part of my land. That
I own the jacuzzi, sir.
No, you did not pay for that jacuzzi. You did not pay for that fence. You just showed up making you call me at work and then hand me some story with no evidence. I'll go down to City Hall and look at those papers myself, because I don't trust the word you're saying. I've been there for 10 years. I've had 10 other neighbors in that backyard. Y'all cycle through once a year, I swear, and I've never had any problems with them until you come along. This is some...
Okay, well, I tell you what. Here's something you need to understand. You got a new black neighbor, and you got a new black neighbor that owns your jacuzzi because you're over the fence line, all right? And as soon as I move in, I'm coming and I'm getting in my jacuzzi.
You will, man. You know what I mean? Just go. Move into that.
I'm going to use the jacuzzi on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You get it on Tuesday, Thursday, and the weekend. That's it. Because part of this damn jacuzzi belongs to me. The jacuzzi is owned by a black man and a white man. And we're going to get along. Bottom line.
Look here. Well, listen here, you. Who are you to dictate what days I get to use my jacuzzi?
Because it's not
coming over to my jacuzzi.
It's not just your jacuzzi. It's our jacuzzi, because you built it. That's the only thing that makes it yours. It being on my part of the property helps make it mine. So therefore, we're gonna share this damn jacuzzi, and we're gonna try to get
your in my jacuzzi. I'm tossing your across the fence.
I will be there Mondays, Wednesdays, and
you ain't gonna be. I will be standing at my jacuzzi with a shotgun. You take one step over to my property line. I swear, if I could jump through this phone, I'd wring your neck.
You know who's gonna be in there with me?
Who the gonna be in there?
I'ma have Cunningham in the damn jacuzzi.
Who?
Cunningham.
My coworker? What the?
Hey, man, this is Nephew Tommy, man. Your boy Cunningham got me to prank phone call you. This,
payback's a
We got got you, man. We got you.
You got me good.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Radio Show.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Cardi B, remember, won a defamation lawsuit back in January, and now she's ready to collect her millions by any way possible. And Tiffany Haddish says she is now unemployed. And the iHeartRadio Music Festival kicks off tonight in Las Vegas. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, the CLO, Steve Harvey. Joyce in Norfolk says, I walked in on my husband fooling around with the babysitter. I should have known better than to hire her because she slept with her sister's man. My husband said she came on to him. I want to believe him, but why wasn't he at work like I was?
Wait a minute. Are you
Come
kidding
on,
me?
Not at all.
Wow.
I wish I was.
Man, you mean like you can just say that?
She came on to me.
I want to believe him, but why wasn't he at work like me?
Right.
You just answered your own question. She came on to me. And Junior.
Yeah.
You know how many times women come on to you? Okay, that was a test, Junior.
I know.
You
failed.
Let me tell you a little dumb ass something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You are now married. And nobody came on to you. You ain't seen nobody come on to you.
Yeah,
and you done forgot what come on means.
Yeah,
come on, that was a little test I gave
so
you.
So I failed it.
Boy, flying colors. You sitting down in you in the principal's office now, ain't you?
Yeah.
Wait. Go through it again, Steve. You said Junior. Do you remember?
Junior. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Junior. Yeah. Do you remember, man, when they used to come on to me?
Mm-mm. No. I don't remember none of that. Come on to what?
Quick study.
Yeah, the reason I was asking you, man, because I had forgot myself.
Mm-hmm. Look at these two married men. Uh-huh, better talk.
Work it out. Work it out for yourself.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
I mean, you can come on the elevator, but you can't come on to me, though. I don't know
how such a thing can even happen.
It never could happen.
Not available, right? Right. Available. Good job, guys.
Unless we leave.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Don and Knoxville.
The only thing you can do can come on me is come on get in this car.
I'm glad he learned that. Don in Knoxville says, my parents both turned 60 recently and they rented an Airbnb for their party. I was not invited and I didn't have the address. My mother referred to it as an adult sleepover. I may be way off on this one, but did my parents have a swingers party?
Yeah, you ain't way off. You dead on it. Yeah, they done rented this house so don't nobody have their address. Yeah. Adults only.
Adult sleepover.
Yeah, you couldn't come. And what 60-year-old have a sleepover? Yes, Carl.
Have you ever thought about going to a swingers party, Steve?
Oh, what? Man. Hell no, it's never crossed my mind. Really? Swing where?
No, I'm wondering.
I take the grandkids outside on the swing.
On the swing.
Uh-huh. Well, you know all
but
the answers.
Ain't
the right
no
answers.
Girls out there.
We no just girls, swing.
Yeah, ain't no girls. We just swing.
Because they 60, that's why I was asking.
You see how I did that, Junior?
I've taken notes as you just said.
You got to. I'm a professional married person.
Rookie, there's no rules to this. No,
answer your off air, we talk different. on air, you got no on air responses.
So now we know what 60-year-old people are doing when they turn 60. Brianna,
I don't know, but first of all, let me say this right here: there are 60-year-old young people.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
y'all to say
you one 60. Of them. You 65.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, you best understand. I'm not crawling in no chair giving up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, your motto is old is the goal. All right, here we go. Brianna in Orlando writes, my boyfriend and I were in the tub together. Uh-oh. And he tooted loudly underwater. The romance was gone and it smelled awful, so I got out of the tub. He got very upset and said, I have no sense of humor. All right. Well, Steve, you're a comedian. Was this funny?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, though. It had, because if it came up through that water, it was strong.
Yeah. That's what she said.
That's it.
Because them bubbles, when they, if it was an actual bubble at the top of the water, when that bubble busted, that was damn near nuclear warfare.
Get up, Carla.
That's it.
Nuclear warfare in the tub.
Yeah. Crazy. And that's a young person's thing, because we don't get in tubs no more. I can tell you that right now.
Woo.
Too much struggling in there. Slip and fall, slide down, mess around, drown your ass.
What was funny about that, though?
Oh, what he did?
Yeah. She was telling her she had no sense of humor.
Not sexy.
All right. Last one, Steve. Christy in D.C. says, I'm 36 and married. My husband works out of town during the week. I can work from anywhere, so I've begged to go on a work trip with him. He said it's against company policy. Why would his company care who's staying in his hotel room?
Hell yeah. Because he worked with the company.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He worked with the company.
And how would they know that she
and
that's
there, a company policy, Sharon.
Oh, there's a company. That's what he said. She just wants to know why they care who's staying in the room with him.
He didn't make company policy.
These are your answers.
So now you want me to risk my job.
Uh-huh.
Going against clearly what is in the employee handbook.
Oh, that's a good one. Uh-huh.
And now you're going to put all that we have, our hopes and dreams, up to risk. So you can come and sleep in here. You work from home.
Dreams.
You have to work
from
home.
He goes in deep.
Yeah. And I just can't imagine that. And I'm not going to allow our family structure, well-being, security.
Right.
Okay.
And all of that. You're counting on me to do the right thing.
To provide.
And then you want me to break a company policy?
Well,
as hard as I'm working to be on the right track. Yeah, Junior.
That's a married answer, ain't it?
Boy. Keep up. Boy, you had your peeing out.
You're learning. Look at him.
I just realized I heard the passion. That's in his voice. And he said, as hard as I'm trying to do the right thing.
Passion and commitment.
Commitment. I got it. I knew that was
staying true to this company. I'm one day having aspirations of being a supervisor around here.
All right.
To climb the corporate ladder.
We're moving on. At the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, back in January, Cardi B sued YouTube blogger Tasha Kay for defamation. Cardi B won that lawsuit. It was $4 million in settlement money after the jury found Tasha Kay guilty of waging a malicious campaign to hurt Cardi B's reputation. Right after Cardi won the lawsuit, she tweeted, "I'ma come for everything. B better have my money." But Tasha Kay made it clear that she doesn't have the money. So now, according to documents filed in Georgia, Cardi B has planned to garnish Tasha Kay's Chase bank accounts, seize her property, wages, and other assets to collect what's owed to her. All right, Cardi B. Don't mess with Cardi B. That's a lesson right there.
Better don't have lie. The money, Rihanna. Yeah,
coming for everything.
You forgot. Mm-hmm. Gosh, mm-hmm. Better have money.
I just, mm-hmm. I think everybody that does people this way should have to pay. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair that you get to do what you want to do to people and then skip along and act like you didn't do nothing.
Damaged
she did a lot of harm to this to this girl, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cardi B suffered because of that. I mean, mm-hmm. she really did. But you know, it's amazing how people think that because you famous, you don't have feelings.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
I mean, can I tell you something? The only difference between famous people and non-famous people is people know them and they don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
They have bad days. They have children they love. They have situations they're trying to get through. They have problems they're attempting to solve. They have goals and aspirations. They have reputation. They have a brand that they're working on building. And because you sitting up at your house trying to get clickbait by destroying a person's brand and everything, and then when they take you to court, I ain't got it. You had it when you was typing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. All right. In other news, TMZ cameras caught up with Tiffany Haddish at the LAX airport, and Tiffany chatted with a TMZ staffer as she walked. Tiffany stated that she is relieved that the child sex abuse lawsuit against her has been dropped, but the lawsuit did hurt her career. Tiffany said she told TMZ that she lost everything. She said, "Oh, I lost everything. All of my gigs are gone. Everything is gone." Hopefully, you know, now that it's dropped, she can get back to work. She can get some of her gigs back. But she said she lost everything.
It's not going to be that simple. I hope it is. Because I like Tiffany. And I wish her well. The problem you have is public backlash. Well, the problem that they're having is because they dropped the charges, you know, it still don't mean nothing happened. In terms of, I don't believe that Tiffany did anything with a child. That's not what I'm saying. But there was a skit.
They did the skit.
And people will hang on to that, man.
Yeah.
Regrettably.
Yeah. Especially,
they would just hang on to that.
Yeah.
And then you got sponsors and you got people like that. And, you know, hey, it's kind of ugly, man. Once the cat get out the bag, it's hard to put the cat back in the bag. You know, a rumor, whether it's true or not, it becomes a story in the society we live in because of cyberspace.
Because, yeah.
And just exactly. the just sheer That's evilness of people. You know, I think once it gets dropped, that says a lot. I think they should be cleared and have an opportunity to go on with their life.
And it was dropped pretty quickly, too. This didn't stay long in the media, but long enough
But let that be a testament also, too, to anybody who makes a mistake. If a person makes a mistake and they pay the price for the mistake, how long do they have to keep paying for that mistake? When does a person get a chance to redeem themselves? So it's a lot of sides to this, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's forever, you know, it seems like. The cancel culture, they're through with you. They don't give you a second chance.
I was at this golf tournament, and I don't know what was happening, but I was standing next to this couple. I took a picture with this older couple, this elderly couple. And somehow the couple next to me is talking about Chris Brown. And the guy said, Steve, you like Chris Brown? I said, yeah, I like him a lot, man. And then the woman, how could you? I don't know these people. I've never seen these people. I don't, you know, the dude just said, Steve, you like Chris Brown? I said, yeah, I like Chris Brown. Yeah, I'm just out in public, man. It's,
yeah.
I got 20 people standing right on me waiting on pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, I like Chris Brown. Then the lady, how could you? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, after what he did. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there going, damn. Was that the question?
Yeah.
The question was, do you like Chris Brown? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Oh, after what he did?
That's another question.
You know, and I ain't got time for you. I ain't getting in love with you, but how long Chris Brown got to pay?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For something he did much younger.
And Rihanna forgave him.
Rihanna forgave him, yeah.
God done forgave him.
He asked for forgiveness. He's apologized.
Look, man, what else can a brother do? Mm-hmm. You can't. Listen.
But he can make a hit record. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Good dance. Yeah.
Good people make bad decisions all the time.
All the time, Steve. All the time.
Really,
right.
Really good people, man, make bad decisions and get caught up in bad circumstance all the time. I know some really, really good people, man, who made some really, really bad mistakes. That don't stop from being good people.
No.
Right. All right. Lastly, the iHeartRadio Music Festival kicks off tonight in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena. It's a two-day event with a daytime stage on Saturday. Ryan Seacrest is the host again this year. LL Cool J, Megan Thee Stallion, Lionel Richie, the Black Eyed Peas, host of other incredible artists will perform. Tune in to live stream on iHeartRadio or on the CWTV app. Now, coming up at 20 minutes after, Junior's been married for a full week now, and Steve would like to honor him with a poem when we come back, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve has a poem for Junior. Junior, you want to do the honors and introduce him?
This is special for me because my Uncle Steve has finna give me a gift live on the radio.
Uh-huh.
That I can't even imagine what it's going to be. But ladies and gentlemen, the poet laureate himself, Uncle Steve Harvey.
Thank you. You know, my young mentee been with me for a number of years. And when I found out that he had taken this incredible step of becoming one holy matrimony, vows,
all of it.
I took the time out to say, what can I say to him in a way that he would understand what this all meant? And so I took the time out, as you can see.
You put pen to paper?
I put pen to paper.
What?
Oh, wow.
I have it here.
Okay.
And I didn't want to make no mistakes, so I wrote it down.
All right, this is from the heart then.
At deep, deep, deep in my heart.
Okay. Oh, wow, Junior.
I'm proud of
this.
This
is amazing.
Here we go.
Okay.
In a way that I know Junior will understand. The name of this poem is Junior is married now.
That is deep.
Huh?
That is deep.
I like it.
Did you hear that?
Yes. Snapping our fingers.
Do you know the time that I put into that?
That's heavy. That's deep. Yeah. Come on.
It is.
Here's the poem. Listen carefully. Junior is married now. The end.
Oh. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. A short poem. Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Get your fingers snapping.
I thought... Hold on, I'm sitting up here, got my eyes closed.
Look at him,
you blowing
kisses.
Yeah, blowing. Thanks. That's
his face.
Wait a minute, I'm thinking.
Take a bit.
Look at him waving. Take it a bit.
Can you do the poem one more time? I just want to make sure I heard everything in it.
Can you? Junior is married now. The end.
Wow, Steve, you put a lot into that.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I felt that.
It come with a lot of weight on that, I love it, man. You know, because Uncle Steve did write it down. He said he did take pen to paper. I didn't. Yeah, that means, you know, busy as he is, he said, oh, I got to write this down. Yeah. And that was it. You know, that's what it's all about.
He went into the lab.
Yeah, he went into the lab and came out. Ooh,
All right, well, thank you for blessing us, everybody, Steve, not just Junior. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, Roscoe is in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of ours, a family member, is here.
What are you talking about? It don't take me long, because I know where I'm at a short time. I'll come up and get all right here with him. What's going on, Shirley?
Hey, Roscoe. Welcome.
Carly, what happened with you?
What's up, Roscoe? What's happening?
Well, what's going on, big forehead girl, Sippy? Junior.
My hero, Roscoe. Yeah,
hey, man, congratulations.
Man, you appreciate it, man.
I heard about you, baby.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, right on.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Here and now.
Not Luther.
I promise to love faithfully.
Okay, so Roscoe. Ignorant.
You're all I need. Here and now.
Oh, you better now.
Boy. I wrote that for Luther, one of the great wins. So what's going on?
Wait, what? Excuse me?
I wrote that for Luther. That's one of the great wedding songs.
Luther.
I don't believe that you wrote Here and Now for Luther, but okay.
Oh, you know, I didn't come on here to ask your permission to believe me.
You
ain't
got to
believe nothing I say. You what you know? Let me ask you something. Did you write it?
No, but I didn't say I did.
I knew that for damn sure.
Yeah, whatever, Roscoe.
Yeah, whatever. You know, you done hate this little something right here. You do more hating for a person that don't know nothing.
Well, you lie.
I be damned. Ain't wrote a song. Have you ever wrote a song before?
No, I have not.
Well, what the hell is you talking to me for? Well, what is it? What y'all want to be? What y'all ever going for?
Listen, Roscoe, last Friday was a big day for Mariah Carey and for Usher as well. Usher celebrated the 25th anniversary of his album, My Way. And then Mariah celebrated the 25th anniversary of her album, Butterfly. So since you say you write a lot of songs.
Hell yeah.
Did you contribute to any on these albums?
Oh, yeah. First of all, you know, Mariah, you know, she's a special little girl to me.
Oh, okay.
You know.
You know her?
Well, I know of her.
Oh.
You know, I can't say I know her.
Oh, okay. You know. All right. I believe that.
But I'm just talking about, you know, I dated her mama.
Oh. Oh. What was her name?
What's her mama name?
Yeah. Mrs. Carey.
Oh. Well, I don't want
to. What was her name?
Her name was, they call her TNC.
TNC.
That's why she got her name, Mariah Carey. Her mama's name was Try Not to Care. And so she named her baby Mariah. I thought it was sexy as hell. And I wrote a song right there, you know, Butterflies. You know, I wrote a song. I wrote so many parts of a song right there, you know. And I told her, you know, I told her mama, you know, to always like butterflies. And, you know, she put a big butterfly, and then Mariah was born, and she just started liking butterflies and all this here, and then she married that boy Nick. Nick put a butterfly all across his back. He's still trying to get that off. What else y'all talking about?
What about Usher? Usher celebrated, you know, his album.
Oh, yeah, I've been knowing Usher. Usher, good little dude, right? He called me Unc. I was friends with his daddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was his dad's name?
Groomsman. His daddy name was Groomsman. He named his boy Usher. And Usher's little boy gonna be named Servant. And then Servant's first boy, his name gonna be Sidekick.
man.
You know, when you're cute. Keep on going man. Like that.
Yeah, it was a wedding.
Oh, it's been like that for a long time here. You know, always good to come through is, you know, straighten everybody on facts, you know, everything like that, you know.
Right.
Oh, right.
So you had Usher, you had his daddy Grooms, and his grandfather's name was Caregiver.
Thank you, Roscoe. Coming up next.
Then I'll talk to you next time.
Oh, man. For today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I spied and he lied. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. Sounds like some 007 stuff, James Bond. Well, we'll find out. Yeah. But right now, it is time for the prank phone call with Junior in for the nephew. Junior, what do you have for us today?
I don't really want to announce this. No, I don't
what
want
do you
to
mean?
Announce. Yeah, this prank here probably should go somewhere, but I'm going to do it. But this is not nothing I'm saying. It's just a prank for today. Today's prank is called divorce papers, okay?
Oh.
That's not what's happening with me. That's not.
Wait, I've said that before, too.
Come on, Kat. Run the prank. It's divorce papers.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I am trying to reach a Jones, please. My name is Attorney Guidry from the law firm. Is she available?
Yeah, this is she.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm actually trying to get some business rectified. Dealing with your divorce that took place, I guess, over the last 7 whole years. Am I correct?
Correct.
I got some file up with your paperwork here. Now, you guys had some property that you owned together, I believe, in Avondale. Am I correct?
Correct.
I'm looking at your paperwork here, Miss
Jones. Still a Jones.
Okay. Now, we're getting down to the property, and that seems to be where the problem lies. This is in Avondale. You guys had some property, and you sold it as you both went and split your ways.
Right.
Looking at the paperwork that I have here, it seems like it was filled out incorrectly. I don't know how 7 years has passed for this to come back and fall on my desk to be to get rectified, but whatever the dividends were that you guys took and shared, that you're now looking as if you're owing Mr. Jones an additional $18,000.
What is that?
Ma'am, I don't know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I wanted to bring this information to you and see how we can get it rectified. I'm not looking for you to have that much money available at today, but I do know as an attorney for Mr. Jones, I must say that we're trying to get it taken care of as soon as possible.
Wait a minute. Let's back this up. How do I owe him $18,000?
What
reason?
Well, the paperwork here, ma'am, seems to be...
Yeah, what the paperwork say?
It wasn't supposed to be 50% between you with you all. It should have been 75-25, and he being 75% of the property owed to him and 25%.
Oh, no. I don't know how. You know Louisiana is a community practice, and how could he get 75% and I get 25%?
From my understanding, that he paid most of the bills when you guys were living together, and...
That don't have anything to do with that. No, he didn't pay most of the bills. I worked and contributed, too.
Right, and I understand that. But from what I have here on the paperwork, and I understand that you had some contribution to it, but it just seems like you did not contribute as much as he did. And
yes, indeed. I never heard no like this.
I do apologize, ma'am, but what I do need you to do is definitely not use that type of language while I'm on the phone, okay?
Well, look, I don't really have to talk to you because I know I don't owe no Jones no $18,000. And he didn't overpay me because it was community property. I had 2 children for him. I left with none. He had everything. And there's no way I'm going to pay him no $18,000.
Ma'am, I hate to get a little abrupt with you, but you are going to pay this $18,000. Now, that's going to happen. Now, if I have to garnish your check and do it, then that's the way it'll have to be done. But the money will be coming to Mr. Kirk Jones in the sum of $18,000. Call her back, Kat.
Yeah.
Look, don't you hang up on me again. Now, if I have to put a lien on your property or put a lien on your ass, which one do you want?
Look, and you don't talk to me like that.
I talk to you
because
any way I want to.
What you talked about, because once I went to court, all that was over with.
You're going to pay $18,000. That's what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't want to have to come to your house, ma'am, to pick up this money, but I will.
I I'm not working. I want to know how do I have to pay him $18,000.
See, you're not working. That's our problem from the start. That's why it wasn't 50-50. That's why it was 75-25, because you were not holding up your...
No, baby, I work all through the year. I've stayed that man 26 years, and I worked.
Well, what is your butt doing now?
Nothing.
Well, there we go. That seems to be the root of our problem, isn't it?
No, it ain't the root of no problem, because I want to know how did Kirk could get 18%. And Louise, that is a community property. He had his lawyer there, and I had my lawyer. He agreed to it, and that was that. So I don't know how I owe him $18,000.
Ma'am, that's the way the problem was. Evidently, you didn't read the paperwork that you signed when you and Kirk separated 7 years ago. Now, if you didn't read your paperwork correctly, this is why it comes back to bite you in your butt.
Oh, no, it's not, because I had a lawyer, and he had his lawyer. We agreed with everything, was back and forward, and we agreed with everything. He signed the paper, and that was that.
Well, maybe you didn't have a lawyer that was worth a damn who didn't read the bottom of the paperwork himself.
And I had a lawyer and thought I had a good lawyer.
That and I understand that, ma'am, and that happens a lot of time.
I can't believe that. And I had two children struggle with him, and we got what we got by both of us work, and this all he gonna come back and tell, and oh no, I'm gonna fight this.
When can we expect a payment starting to work on this $18,000?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to get a date or something where I can start getting $500 from you per month or something like that.
Yes, Cindy, $500 a month. I haven't worked. I was working. When you want to sit, I don't think I should have to tell you all this, because I need to get talk to me a lawyer, because I'm not agreeing to anything, because I don't think that no, it's not fair. I tell you, give me a deadline, because I'm going to have to get me a lawyer.
Isn't it? I'm trying to keep my composure. As an attorney, ma'am.
How do you have the right? And I don't have no say-so over this.
Have you remarried?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You realize if I don't get the money, then I don't get paid.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to be down in your area probably on Wednesday. Do you think you and I can get together and probably talk about this? Because I want to help you as much as I can.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair to me. Wednesday, what? I could be there.
Well, you think that maybe you and I can get together maybe and work something out?
Yeah, because I know I'm not, I mean, I cannot afford to pay Jones no $1,800. He done took the house from me for little or nothing. And
I tell you what, I'll do this. I won't tell Mr. Jones anything, but only on one condition. That's me and you being able to work this thing out behind closed doors.
What you mean work it out?
I mean work it out.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, maybe, you know, like
I'm dumb.
Some relations or something.
Really? Why would you want a relationship with me?
Not relationship.
You don't even know me.
Not relationship, but just, you know, maybe kind of kick it.
Kick you what way? I'm dumb. I don't know. I don't know nothing about life.
I think you know a whole lot about life.
No, I don't. But why is you messing with me?
I just want to see if we can maybe get together. I'll throw all this paperwork out, and I'll let no, it's not possible.
But if you meet me
Wednesday, I'll make this thing go away.
I don't believe this.
I tell you what else you ain't going to believe.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Janice.
You no good. I'm on the air, huh?
I got Janice on the phone. I got her grandbaby on the phone. You just got by the whole family.
Boy. Yeah, Jen, I'm going to kick you.
Divorce papers. All right. It's not what I'm doing. Not doing that one. I'll tell you what I am doing, though. I will be in Virginia Beach October 7th and 8th. 4 shows at the Funny Bone. Go ahead and get your tickets at funnybonelivea.com. And I'm going to be in there talking about this whole experience I done had. And I got to tell y'all, got to get this off my chest. I got to tell y'all what I was thinking at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone. October 7th and 8th. Come see your favorite play, cuz. Mr. Right, Spates now. Yes, it is.
The newly married.
That's it, Shirley. The newly married.
Yeah. Hey, how was your town hall?
Oh, the town hall was outstanding. Oh, my gosh, man. I'm so glad. Thanks to all the people who came aboard, all the people who came and got to talk about the state of sickle cell, what we're moving forward to, what our foundation's going to be doing. So it was absolutely fantastic.
Okay. All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up next,
It is the Strawberry Letter. The subject is I Spied and He Lied, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Mm-hmm. It could be yours. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my great friend, Shirley Strawberry.
We are friends, Junior. Congratulations again on your marriage. All right. Subject, I Spied and He Lied. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a wife and a mother of two young kids. I worked full-time and taught an evening class at the college in my town. My friend's husband works at the college, and he hooked me up with the job. I planned to teach full-time at the school, so I quit my other job. But after a strange turn of events, I am jobless and in hot water with my husband. One evening after class, as I was walking to my car, I saw my friend's husband sitting in a car with a female. I knew that wasn't right, but I decided to mind my business. A couple of nights later, I saw the same woman in the same car, and he was with her. I wrote down this woman's tag number, and I got my policeman friend to find out who the lady is. I found out she's an attorney. I made a point to spy on him every night because it became a pattern. He was becoming more and more careless and was openly affectionate with the woman. He never even noticed when I was spying as he sat in her car. I told his wife that I need to show her something, and I told her to meet me on campus. It had gone on long enough, so she had to know. I showed her the woman's car, and her husband was sitting there looking crazy. He said they were taking care of a legal issue and they sat inside the car because it was drizzling outside. The lady gave me and my friend a business card to show she's a lawyer. He got irritated with my friend for showing up at his job like that, and she blamed everything on me. Within a few days, I got fired. My husband said I deserve to be fired for meddling in this man's marriage. I consider myself a good friend, even though my friend isn't speaking to me now. How am I wrong for trying to help her?
Wow.
I can't even believe that we have to tell you this, Miss Messy. I can't even believe this. But you're wrong on so many levels. This is not your business. It's not your marriage, point blank, period. You were doing way too much. Don't you know you can't meddle into other people's business, in their marriages? You can't get into that. They didn't take vows with you. What does what he was doing with that woman, what does that have to do with you? Of course you got fired. Of course your friend is mad at you. You overstepped and stuck your nose into something that was wrong. Yes, it was wrong. as far as we know. But you're not the police, and you're definitely not the Lord. Mind your business. This, you know, now you're without a job, you've lost your friend, and your husband is mad at you for being messy. I just tell you to sit down and worry about your own marriage, your own business. This is crazy. You're not the police. Steve?
I want to say something. Shirley's response defies everything she truly believes in.
Oh, that is not
Shirley
true.
Shirley wants to know.
No.
Shirley deserves to know the truth. Shirley would want her girlfriend to tell her. I have been on the radio with this woman since the year 2000. I have been in discussions with her about this.
I don't get into marriages.
A friend need to know. Yes, I would tell her. I have heard this before. Carla has said the same damn thing. Get in here, Carla. Cut your mic on.
I'm here. What?
Yes, you have said the same thing.
Yes.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Yes, sir.
For all of you fans of the Strawberry Letter.
I stand behind my response, in front of my response, and on the side of my response.
What you said is not how your ass act.
No, that's
when you ain't on the air.
And that is not true, Steve.
Calling you out, Shirley.
You can call me out all you want, but that's not true.
Carla,
I'm not in anybody's marriage.
I didn't say you was. I didn't say you were in anybody's marriage. I've never
that's
seen you in anybody's
saying.
Marriage. No.
That's basically what you're saying.
No,
you're saying
what I'm saying is your response defies everything that's in your heart.
That is not true.
How many times have you told me you would want to know? So
yeah,
you would want somebody to tell you.
No.
Mm-mm. What?
So I will find out eventually. I'll find out eventually.
What's the question, Steve?
You will Shirley, would
no
you
question.
Want to know?
What, if my husband was cheating on me, I would
tell
want to know?
The truth. Would
if,
you want to
what
know?
Are you asking? What are you asking?
I'm asking you that if one of your girlfriends mm-hmm. knew that your man was out there doing something, mm-hmm. wouldn't you want her to tell you?
I would want to know, but
wow.
I don't want to put her in that. I don't want to put her in that kind of position. I just don't.
I know, Shirley.
I don't.
I know.
People.
Wow.
Uh-uh.
I know
no.
you don't want to put
her,
Shirley, because you're kind-hearted,
Stay
and you don't want to put nobody, and you're not a mm-hmm. messy person, and yep. you ain't in nobody's business.
Nope.
But I am telling y'all, uh-huh. her response goes against everything.
Where is your response?
I have mine's short. That's why I use up this whole top half to say I'm preempting my response. I'm putting a disclaimer on what I'm finna say. Because I'm finna tell the damn truth.
Out of those people's business. You know I don't like that. All right, listen. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have maybe, perhaps, a response from Steve Harvey. Strawberry Letter subject is I Spied and He Lied. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's just recap the Strawberry Letter, and then maybe you think you'll have a response.
I ain't had a recap. I was talking about your response. My whole first half was about yours. Now that we got that out the way and we don't have to go with that. Now, let me tell you something. This is what I have been telling y'all since I've been on radio. But watch how it fell apart, though. Wife, mother, two young kids, full-time job, taught an evening class at a college in my town, a friend's husband. A girlfriend of her got a husband that worked down at the college, and he hooked her up with a job. Oh, Lord. I plan to teach full-time at the school, so I quit my other job. But after a strange turn of events, I am jobless and in hot water with my husband. Well, pray tell, what could be this strange turn of events?
Let me show you.
One evening after class, I was walking to my car. I saw my friend's husband sitting in the car with a female. the same dude that got her job. Sitting in the car with a female. I knew that wasn't right. But I decided to mind my business. Now, right there, we're dealing with a person who writes a letter that's a liar. The woman that wrote this letter is a liar, a bold-faced liar. I decided to mind my business. Well, let's see how long that lasted. A couple of nights later, uh-oh! I saw the same woman in the same car, and he was with her. She just said, mind my business. I wrote down this woman's tag number. I be damned. You went from I'm going to mind my own business to I wrote down this woman's tag number. And I got my policeman friend to find out who the lady is. I found out she's an attorney. I made a point to spy on him every night. This is why your ass ain't a teacher no more right now. You spying. So when you go home, play with your kids or something. I decided to spy on him every night because it became a pattern. He was becoming more and more careless, and he was openly affectionate with the woman. See, what was you saying? Did you see him kissing? Did you see him in the car doing something? No, you said openly affectionate. What that mean? Smiling, talking, touching. Laughing? No, see, you wasn't even clear about this, but you clear about everything else. And you knew this was wrong the first time you saw him in the car, so you assuming everything after that must be wrong. He never even noticed when I was spying as he sat in the car. Have you ever thought maybe because he wasn't up to nothing, he ain't had to be under suspicion? Did that cross your mind? And if he so, why would he be on the campus, on his job, doing something openly in front of everybody and not be cautious about it? I told his wife that I needed to show her something, and I told her to meet me on campus. Oh, you trifling. It had gone on long enough, so she had to know. I showed her to, I guess, the woman's car.
Yeah.
And her husband was sitting there looking crazy. He said they were taking care of a legal issue, and they sat inside the car because it was drizzling outside. Perfect. Probably was. Y'all out there got y'all hair matted on your head. He in the car because it was drizzling outside. The lady gave me and my friend a business card to show that she's a lawyer. And she did smooth. Hand out the card, show she's a lawyer. He got irritated with my friend for showing up at his job like that. And she blamed everything on me.
Yeah.
Within a few days, I got fired. My husband said I deserved to be fired for meddling in that man's marriage. Yeah. I consider myself a good friend, even though my friend isn't speaking to me now. How am I wrong for trying to help her? You wasn't trying to help her. You was trying to hurt him. And in hurting him since day one, you in turn gonna break up a marriage with not enough information. And even if you had enough information, you had information that wasn't none of your damn business. And if you had followed your own lie you told at the top of the letter, I decided to mind my business. But you can't because you a busybody. Now, you done messed your damn job up down at the college because you fired. Then brought this woman down to the campus where this man worked. Do you know you could have cost this man his job, too, with this foolishness? But you didn't have no proof. And all they was doing was sitting in the car. And the woman gave both of y'all a business card. Just as calm and collected. And what do you mean by openly affectionate? Because you never clarified that because you couldn't. Let me tell you something. If she'd have saw this man kissing, this would be in the letter. If she'd have saw him hugging, it would have been in the damn letter. She interpreted it as openly affectionate. They in the car.
All right, listen. Leave
this
your
man
could
have got a room if they was doing something else.
Leave your comments.
Show nosy ass.
On Instagram at strawberryfm.com. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, Sports Talk with Junior, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now. We're back to sports talk with the newly married junior, Mr. Spate.
Thank you, Shirley Pimpin. Week 3 pick. Let's get it.
Right here, baby. What's happening? What's going on, Junior?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I ain't talked to you since the big event. What's happening? Yeah. Congratulations. Oh, man,
thank you, Pimpin.
Hey, listen, is this a short break? Because I wanted to give you some marriage tips from the pimp.
It's up to you, Pimp. I mean, it's up to you.
I just
get
it
going. Come on, let's see.
Yeah, go ahead. But listen.
I mean, it's Steve's show, Pimp. Yeah.
Listen, okay, cool. Then what? Here's the key to a successful marriage. Now, keep in mind now, you're talking to me. You know what I'm saying? And this is who I am is who I am. I'm not finna change.
Ben. Yeah, Pimp.
But from what I've seen, the key to a successful marriage to make sure that it goes just the way you want is to not do it at all.
Wait a minute. The key to the relationship,
man,
as far as you see, is not to do it at all.
Ever.
Ever. So this how you explain how successful your relationships is?
Well, see, I've been in several successful marriages, but I never got married.
Okay. Explain that. How does that work?
You know, I just told him, you know, we're in a marriage. You know.
Oh, and then that's the way it ended.
See, like, listen to me. Like, y'all's radio show y'all doing right now, the one you own.
Yes, sir.
Y'all in like a marriage.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Partnership.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, y'all depending on each other. Y'all one. You know, Steve Harvey show us everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I like
that. That's how I do it with women. You know, I just be in the marriage without actually getting married. And they've all been extremely successful.
You don't need the event. You do all your relationships and marriages without the event.
Never had the event, never wanted the event, never dreamed of the event, never been a part of the event.
This some great game here, baby.
Man, that's heavy. I can't believe I said that.
Don't listen to that, Junior.
No, it's absolutely wonderful. It's too late for Junior. He's gone. He's going to have to talk to Steve now. He sure can't talk to me. Hey, can we still do sports on this next break?
Yeah, Pippin.
Because I want to do some picks, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. All right. Hey, who is that lady that be talking kind of rough to me?
You need to slow down, little sister. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more with Pimpin' and Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so on our last break, Pimpin was here. Junior,
still here, baby.
Marital advice.
Never leave. What's up, Junior? Let's do sports now.
It's
you had to
up,
give
man,
me marital baby. Advice. Nobody ever came to me about marital advice, and so I thought that share my inflection.
I felt you, Pippin.
My whole suit was scriptures.
From the Bible?
just everything scripture.
So you know, like if it says, whether thou goest, then I just cut right there because I don't need the other information because it's too much pressure. Scriptures is pressure upon it. You're trying to live your life like that. I just need to link. Go ahead, Junior. What's we talking about?
Texans, man, versus the Bears. What we got?
I'm going to go with Fields. I'm going to go with the Texans played a little tough ball last week, but they're going to lose to the Bears.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Raiders, Titans, both 0-2.
Ravens and the Titans.
Raiders and Titans.
That changed different. Well, you know, they tried. I'm going to have to go with the Raiders.
Okay. Chiefs, Colts, Pippin.
Chiefs, baby. They hot.
I got you. Bills, Dolphins, man. 2-0 teams, man.
Ooh, surprise upset of the week, Dolphins.
Wait a minute.
It is going to be the surprise upset of the week, even though I am truly picking the Bills for the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think they're going to stumble down there in Miami. Mm.
Lions, Vikings, pimping.
Oh, the Lions, man. Detroit is, they're going to have a season this year, I'm thinking.
Now here you go, Pippin. Ravens versus the Patriots.
Oh, I'm not picking the Patriots. I don't give a damn. I hate Boston.
Okay, well, let's see how you feel about this one, then, Pippin. Bengals, Jets.
Oh, that's going to be hard. The Jets beat the Browns last week, and the Bengals is 0-2.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? Mm-hmm. I think after that Super Bowl that the Bengals had, I think they done found out about them dudes, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know the Bengals gonna win, but I'm gonna go with the Jets.
Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets. Here we go. Eagles versus the Commanders.
Oh, I'm going with the Eagles, man. Jalen Hurts, frat brother. Steve's frat brother.
Yeah.
I would say frat brother, but you can't be a pimp and a cute.
Oh, really?
Can't be both.
Too much. It's too much.
That's too much.
Here you go, Saints and Panthers.
I'm going to go with the Saints, man. The Saints is going to be all right. Baker Mayfield down there struggling, as he should. Uh-huh. You ain't going to win with the Browns. You gonna win.
Jaguars, Chargers.
Oh, the Chargers, they going to come back.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Here go another good game. The Los Angeles Rams and the Arizona Cardinals.
Shocker. Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Falcons, Seahawks.
Falcons and the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. You know what? Seahawks. I'm going with Atlanta, man. The Falcons. I don't ever pick the Falcons. I'm going with the Dirty Bird.
Packers and Buccaneers, pimping.
This is
a big game. Packers and the Buccaneers.
Oh, the Buccaneers, man.
Okay.
And them ain't got it together up there in the Green Bay. He don't know who to throw the ball to.
And last one, pimping, 49ers versus the Broncos.
Oh, that's going to be interesting, man. Mm-hmm. I love Russell Wilson, man, but they struggling over there, man. Mm-hmm. And they got some new life in their team with Garoppolo, man. I'm going to have to go and go with them 49ers, man.
49ers.
Garoppolo. Man. And I love Russell Wilson. I want him to win. Yeah. But they a little bit, what's the word? It's a big word.
Discombobulated.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Thank you, Pimpin.
Yeah.
We'll have more of the
Just
Steve
say
Harvey
it again.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, lottery officials in Illinois reported that two people came forward with the winning Mega Millions ticket from the massive $1.3 billion drawing back on July 29th. The winning ticket was sold in a Chicago suburb, and two people claimed the money on Tuesday, stating that they split the cost of the winning ticket, so they're splitting the winnings. They each got, get this number, $390 million, and they have wish to remain anonymous. And forever. I'm right with them on that one.
Can't tell nobody know that. Oh.
Man, you can put me on CNN that night.
Press conference.
Oh, you don't want to be anonymous? You want everyone to know?
I don't give a damn. What, you think that's going to lessen the big and I got going on?
$390 million. Woo,
390 million.
Why did it take them so long to come forward? They went in July. Mm-hmm. This is September.
Wow. I'd have been down there. If they wouldn't, what time they make the announcement? 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
8:08. 8:08. I'd have helicoptered over there. I'd have been down there. The office opened in the morning. I'm sitting there with four AK rifles.
Oh, goodness.
Protecting that ticket.
Oh, what?
You're going down there.
Man.
That's crazy.
A lot of money. Yeah, that's a lot of money. And two people at least got to benefit off that. That's really good. And they, yeah, they won. All right. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for Would You Rather. This is the marriage edition, Junior. Would you rather go out to dinner nightly or always eat home-cooked meals?
This is a test, ain't it?
Hello?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You saw how long I had to think about it?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You scared to answer?
Yeah. Go out dinner nightly.
Oh, so your dumb ass don't like my cooking. So now you'd rather go out and let somebody you don't know instead of your wife make your food for you. Oh, that's you too good to eat my food. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Would you rather the marriage edition? Would you rather spoon all night with your wife, or would you rather stay on your own side of the bed?
Hey, I'm a spoon all night.
Good answer, Junior.
I'm spooning.
Good answer.
I'm telling you right now, I ain't gonna have no blood circulation in my arms, and that's all right though.
That's the answer you want. Very good answer.
That was good answer.
Now, that ain't how we feel, but excellent answer.
Thank you.
Really? Your damn side. I'm hot. You over here for it. Yeah.
Right.
Would you rather the marriage edition? Would you rather always talk on speaker around your wife, or would you rather never answer any calls?
B, never. I won't answer no calls. Is that, that's right?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong.
So what you hiding?
Right.
Oh.
So every time your phone rang, you don't ever answer. It could be your boss, but you scared it's her.
Speaker. Always on speaker. But always.
But listen to me. Put it on speaker, but have your hand on the red button.
All right. That means hang it up. Okay. God, it's a lot to learn for this. Okay.
Yes. All right. Would you rather give your wife money to buy her own gift, or would you rather you buy the gift?
I didn't hear Shirley. She was talking.
You rather give your wife money to buy her own gift, or would you rather you buy the gift?
Okay. I used to do that, giving her money. No? God. What agreement?
Junior? Wrong?
You thoughtless ass. Worthless. You just don't give me. You don't want to take the time to show how much you care. Give them one more, Shirley.
All right. Would you rather just get the argument over or let your wife ignore you for a whole week?
Oh, let her ignore me for a week then. I mean, she's the one upset.
Oh,
what?
Your dumb ass. You need to fix this and solve this problem and get this argument over with by admitting you were wrong.
Yes, that part. Come on.
Man.
Coming up, today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up is the last break of the day. We'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, last break of the day, guys, of the week, actually. Speaking of weeks, oh, yeah. Junior, it's been one for you.
1 week. 1 week anniversary today. Got to go do something special. That's what I got to go do today.
Oh, look at you. Come
you
on,
you absolutely
Lily,
do have to. Well,
I
yeah,
heard all the wrong answers I just gave last break. I got to go do something. Yeah.
Learn yourself something today.
I'm not impressed. Because you said one smart thing out of nine dumb things. Boy, you got one for ten.
Were you supposed to be helping him, Steve?
Man, sometimes you just got to let him go ahead and run up into a couple of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Junior, how did your town hall meeting go?
Oh, from last night for the sickle cell, it was great, man. I want to thank everybody for jumping on. We talked about the state of sickle cell, what the future of sickle cell going to be. We're going to have these virtual town halls.
Oh, y'all was in a virtual town hall.
Yeah, virtual town hall. And, you know, we talked about my story with sickle cell. And, man, we, you know, I'm just working to change the shape of sickle cell. And I don't mean the shape of the actual cell. I mean the state of it.
I was going to say, well, if you can do
the
that.
The actual
even,
state.
That's right. You can cure it.
Yeah, I'm working to change
quiet.
The state
the shape of sickle cell.
Man,
we
should
be
billionaires.
If we did,
well, I'm just telling
if,
you what
if we
saying.
Did,
because we've
we
been did, billionaires.
Yeah, if we did, if we did, we'd be billionaires. But how people view it is what we changing, man.
That's
how
what you're trying to say. You need to get your speech together. You gave all these people all this hope sitting around here listening to this show. Now they're oh, hell, he ain't got nothing.
Surely, no, that's great. Fall out like the meme.
I know.
That
yeah.
Video.
I'm Steve Crazy. So that's what it is, Shirley. So
I'm
so
Curious Bates, okay. And we're here to change the shape of the sickle cell. Oh, my God, he found the cure. Well, not actually changing the shape of the cell.
Up, Carla.
I ain't mean to, I ain't mean to give you hope. No, you're still sick. Matter of fact, just this week, I had it in my knee. I don't know. I should have never told that to Uncle. When I told him I had it in the knee, he didn't know what to do.
I want you to September leave off this radio.
He is crazy. But yeah,
it's sickle cell awareness. One thing I'm committed to people being aware of sickle cell and all that Junior's doing for sickle cell.
Yes,
we are
sir.
Supporters
ahead,
of that
Junior.
On this show.
Thank you for that, Junior.
He is a huge appreciate supporter. It. He's a spokesperson and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he even was on the radio the other day in a crisis and came in anyway because his new wife is a wonderful nurse. She's a nurse practitioner.
Yes, sir.
Yes, she's damn near a doctor. So.
Uh-huh. Yes.
His, where his little ass would have had to go down to Emory. He fixed it right at the house. Because we'll lose his ass for days at a time, won't know where he at.
That's
why
that's
do we
it.
Tell him anything?
I don't know.
He in there,
I'll
be in there and be in there. And if you call him on a crisis, I'm telling you right now, he don't sound like he belong on the radio. That's the damn thing.
You be doing
do
a full
mean?
Assessment
what are you
of it, don't
about
you?
Now?
You got a full assessment of that's it.
Can we move on?
Hey, Junior,
great
how
job,
you doing?
Stop, Steve. Good job, Junior.
Crazy.
Hey, good. Let me hang up. This look like this could go bad.
Why is he
I
so
hate
crazy?
You right now. I really do.
Yeah.
But you need call me when you get out the crisis portion of it. I just want to talk to the dude with the trait. I don't want to talk to the crisis.
Thank you for your compassion and your empathy.
No, but the trait brother is way better. The crisis dude, he be struggling. I be pulling for him. He a bad boy, though, man, because I'd have been him. Oof.
Remember, told me, Unc, I asked you, I said, what would you do if you had sickle cell? You said, when you remember what you told me, Unc?
Mm-mm.
What did he say?
He said, I wouldn't stay nowhere cold. I'd be on beaches with robes on and everything. I'd never be. I'd be down in Arizona.
like you had sickle cell in your knee the other day, right?
Man, I said, he is
ignorant. Can we
I'll
change the with him? I don't even know.
Yeah, let's change the subject because he's the only
thank
one
you,
got
thank
it.
You. Good job, Junior. Thank you.
Hard to participate in a one-sided conversation. All us on here just listening because we can't really relate. So all I'm trying to do is keep, you know, people's spirits up, you know.
Yeah, you did that.
So, So, Steve, any advice for Junior? This is his 1 week anniversary. Any advice as to what he should do?
Yeah, man, just do something joyous. You got to celebrate it, man. Celebrate it. Celebrate it often. Celebrate it as much as you can. Because there's going to be some days where you're going to need them celebrations. And that's real. So celebrate it whenever it's... Celebrate it, man.
Yeah.
You know, get you some... That's how you build up points and stuff like that. You need points.
What is this?
It's a point system, dog. Don't let these two married women on this show fool you. You need
a point system.
You got to build up points with your girl.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that today.
Yeah,
then.
You build up cuddle points. When you don't want to. Talk when you don't want to. When you don't want to. All of
it's
that.
Like, it's like flowers and stuff, points, like that. You're talking about like flowers.
Yeah, flowers is points. Conversations. You know, have designated time, sit down, talk, listen, do a lot of listening.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there you go, Junior. You're getting some, you know.
Now, here's the biggest trick they use. If they ever say to you, Junior, what you think, your response is, I don't think.
You don't have a thought.
Ever. I respond to your wishes and wants.
That's it.
That's all you do. I don't think. Steve, what you think? I don't. You like it? I love it.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great day. Listen, everybody, talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.